Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Kuntale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Namaste Rasakutere Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishe Dasanyavari Askacharye Satarye
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivatsadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
He sang so much on the Harinam. So the verse today, my dear devotees, is Prahlad Maharaj replied, O best of the Asuras, king of the demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen into a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. I should give up this position, go to the forest. More clearly, I should go to Vrindavan where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Prahlad Maharaj odgovorio, o najbolji od Asura, kralju demona, prema onome što sam naučio od svog duhovnog učitelja, svatko tko je prihvatio privremeno tijelo i privremen porodični život je nesumljivo pun tjeskobe, jer je pao u mračni bunar u kome ne može naći vodu već samo patnju. Zato treba ostaviti taj položaj i otići u šumu, van. Treba otići u Vrindavanu u kojoj prevladava samo svjesnost Krišne i tako uzeti utočište svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
In this birth, the great need of giving up material life in all forms and shades is stressed.
U ovom stiku je naznačena velika potreba napuštanja porodičnog života i materijalnog života.
Hiranyakashipu was becoming more and more attached and therefore cruel. And Prahlad thought, the better is he gives up Grihastha life and becomes a Vanaprastha. He lives a peaceful life in the forest.
For me it would be much easier to synthesize a short, otherwise I would not be able to follow. I'm sorry.
Hiranyakashipu was becoming so attached in his Grihastha life.
Hiranyakashipu je bio veoma vezan za porodični život.
Therefore Prahlad Maharaj thought, well, better as he gives it up and goes into the forest. He should live a simple life, eat fruits, roots, read the holy scriptures. But this life as a king, look, he's becoming each day more demoniac. It's not good for him.
A ovaj život kao kralj ga činio da postane sve više i više demonski, to nije dobro za njega.
What a spiritual vision Prahlad Maharaj had and how bold he was to tell his demoniac father.
Kako spiritualnu viziju je Prahlad Maharaj imao i koliko je bio odvažan da kaže to svom ocu.
Today I want to tell you a very interesting story about giving up material life.
Danas sam želim ispričati vrlo interesantnu priču o napuštanju materijalnog života.
It's about Lala Babu, of whom I have spoken previously, but now I know some further details.
Priča o Lala Babu, o kojem sam pričao prije, ali saznam neke još neke detalje.
Lala Babu was an extremely rich and also pious grihastha.
Lala Babu je bio izuzetno bogat, ali isto tako i pobožan grihastha.
Yeah, and in his estate, do you know what is an estate? He had in his estate a temple for his home deities, Shri Shri Radha Madhava.
Svom vlasništvu je imao, u imovini koju je imao, imao i božanstvo Shri Shri Radha Madhava.
But because he was in business, he was also quite passionate.
Ali budući da je bio biznismen, onda je bio i u strasti.
Like some of our grihastha devotees also are very passionate people.
Kao neki od naših grihastha, bhakta, koji su vrlo strastveni ljudi.
That's easy when you are connected with so many devotees, which are meant for maintenance of the family.
Zbog toga je mnogo aktivnosti koje su spojene sa izdržavanjem obitelji.
So Lala Babu had one, maybe two Brahmana priests who he paid for worshipping the home deities Radha Madhava.
I taj naš junak je imao dvojicu ili jednog ili dvojicu svećenika koji je plaćao da bi obožavali Shri Shri Radha Madhava.
One day, when the Mahaprasad was brought to him, he found a hair in one of the preparations.
Jednog dana kada smo donijeli Mahaprasadam, našao je kosu u jednoj od preparacija.
And immediately he felt great anger arising in his mind.
I odjedan put je u njegovom umu se razbuktala razbuktao gnjev.
And he sent a man to find out who was responsible so that the offering got spoiled by a hair.
Onda je poslao čovjeka da ispita ko je to učinio da se ova ponuda pokvari.
Who was responsible that this, that there was hair in the sweet rice?
Ko je odgovorno što se nalazi u slatkoj riži?
They found out that it was the youngest of the priests.
I saznali su da je to bio najmlađi svećenik.
And Lala Babu was so angry. At that time he had leather shoes.
Lala Babu je bio tako ljut, a u to vrijeme je imao kožne cipele.
He could not control himself.
I nije se mogao kontrolirati.
And he kicked the priest with his leather shoe on his stomach.
I udario je stomak sa svojim kožnim cipelama tog svećenika.
The priest felt great pain and after 4 days he died as a result of the injury.
Svećenik je bio jako povređen i osjećao snažnu bol, tako da je nakon 4 dana napustio tijelo uslijed ozljeda.
Lala Babu felt extremely sorry. I mean, this he certainly had not intended.
Lala Babu je bio jako žalosan jer to ipak nije namjeravao učiniti.
He could not eat any longer. He could not sleep.
Nije mogao jesti, nije mogao spavati više.
He became highly afraid of the karmic reactions.
Užasno se uplašio karmičkih reakcija.
One day his daughter came. The father, please eat something.
Jednog dana došla je njegova ćerka i rekla, oče, jedi nešto.
Time is passing.
Vrijeme prolazi.
You have not eaten.
Nisi ništa jeo.
So when Lala Babu heard this, time is passing, he became deeply moved in his heart and understood that each second of the day, our time which we have to use this human form of life is imperceptibly reduced.
I kad je čuo o čerke koja je rekla vrijeme prolazi, postaje duboko zabrinut, jer je shvatio da svaki trenutak, svaka sekunda u našem životu koja prođe, više se ne može povratiti.
This is actually a very shocking part of the reality of our lives.
To je veoma šokantna realnost našeg života.
Every second you are coming closer to your inavoidable death.
Svake sekunde bliže smo neizbježnoj smrti.
And not even millions upon millions of dollars can purchase back one of these badly spent seconds.
I niti milioni milioni dolara ne mogu kupiti te loše potrošene sekunde.
So Lala Babu decided, I will give up this material life and I will go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent.
I Lala Babaji odlučio da ide u Vrindavan, tamo gdje se samo prakticira svjesnost Krishna.
I will in Vrindavan take full shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage all my time in devotional service.
I odlučio je da se potpuno preda svevišnjoj božanskoj ličnosti u Vrindavanu i da se potpuno posveti službi predanom poštovanju.
He took initiation there from the saint Siddha Krishna Das Babaji.
Dobio inicijaciju od Sridhar.
Siddha.
Siddha, od Siddha Krishna Babaji Maharaja.
Yeah. And because he was a rich man, he bought a place, a very, very big temple, where up to this day, an arrangement for free food distribution for the needy people is there.
Budući je bio bogat, izgradio je hram u kome se dan danas još uvijek besplatno dijeli hrana za osobe kojima je to potrebno.
But he wanted to have the second initiation.
Ali želio imati drugu inicijaciju.
However, his spiritual master said, well, you're not yet totally, you're not yet qualified, actually.
I njegov duhovni učitelj je rekao, ali ipak još nisi kvalificiran za drugu inicijaciju.
So, Lala Babu was thinking what to do.
I Lala Babu razmišljao što da učini.
And, see, he was not even living in his big place. He was so renounced that he maintained his life by begging.
On nije ni živio u tom velikom hramu koji je zgradio, već je održavao svoj život proseći.
But there was one man with whom he was in material life in litigation. Litigation is a quarrel in the court.
Međutim, bio je jedan čovjek s kojim je bio u sporu još dok je prakticirao materijalni život.
And one day Krishna Das, and he went to everyone except for to the house of his Nepriyacharya, this man with whom he had a legal strife.
I on je išao u svačiju kuću, osim u kuću tog svog neprijatelja s kojim je imao problem u sudu.
So his guru was not satisfied with him until he actually could go even to his enemy.
Ali njegov duhovni učitelj nije bio zadovoljan dok god nije bio sposoban da ode kod svog neprijatelja.
As we have discussed earlier, spiritual vision means to give up this friend and enemy vision.
Kao što smo prije razgovarali, duhovna vizija znači da odbacimo ideju prijatelj i neprijatelj.
Now, let me tell you something very mystical.
Sad ću vam reći nešto veoma mistično.
One day, Lala Babu returned from taking instructions from his guru.
Jednog dana kada se vraćao kući, Sobura dobio je instrukciju.
He felt very good.
I osjećao se jako dobro.
And he came to that crossing of Vrindavan where the Mathura road, you know, where the road, there's one way goes into Vrindavan town, you know, there the street sweepers live, and then to the right, and it goes to Mathura, and to the left, to Gopinath Bazaar. He came to this crossing.
On je došao na raskršće, gdje jedan put vodi za Gopinath Bazaar, a drugi za Mathuru, odnosno za Vrindavan.
Yeah. And you might remember that there are all these horses and horse-drawn chariots are there, the tongas. Tonga bolas.
Sjećate, oni koji su tamo bili, tamo ima puno kočija sa konjima i vozača.
So he was going there deeply in thought when all of a sudden a horse became crazy.
I on je tako duboko razmišljajući tu hodao i jedan put kon je poludio.
Sometimes happens. They have some emotional problem and then they go.
To se nekad dešava, konji imaju emocionalni problema i počnu divljati.
And so this one horse went, you know, loose and came to Lala Babu and kicked him in his stomach.
I tako jedan konj je podijeljao i krenuo prema Lala Babu i opalio ga u stomak.
And that's how he left his body.
I tako je napustio svoje tijelo.
Right there.
Na licu mjesta.
Krishna had used the karma to bring him back home, back to Godhead.
Krishna je upotrebio karmu njegovu da bi ga vratio kući Bogu.
Very heavy way of dying, but toisy. Even consciousness, the devotee sometimes will suffer a little karma.
Čak i svjesnosti Krišne, bhakti će ispaštati malo karma.
It cannot be avoided.
Ne možemo izbjeći.
We sometimes go through a situation in our life which is not just exactly perfect.
Koje put prolazimo kroz situacije u našem životu koje nisu baš savršene.
Especially in the life of Krishna consciousness as a devotee, we have to be careful of our enemies.
Specijalno u svjesnosti Krishna kao bhakte moramo se paziti neprijatelja.
Kama, krodha, loba.
To su naši neprijatelji.
Or for instance, pride, big problem.
Ali ponos je veliki problem.
Yeah. When we are in our life's journey, on the road to Krishna, then these enemies will attack us while we are riding in on our private chariot.
Na putu do Krishne, ti neprijatelji nas napadaju u našoj koči.
And at that time when we feel attacked, we must call out to the devotees who can give us Krishna.
I kada smo napadnuti, moramo poslati bhakte koje nam mogu dati Krishnu.
And then, when we are successful in overcoming the tests, then we can hope to become a real devotee.
I kada uspješno prođemo te testove, imamo nadu da ćemo poslati pravi bhakta.
In Sanskrit there is a difference between anukaran, which means to imitate, and anusharan, which means to follow.
U svjesnosti Krišne postoje razlika između anukaran, što znači imitirati, i anusharam, što znači slijediti.
So, you might ask yourself, what is the difference?
Možemo se pitati koja je razlika.
Well, when you are just an imitation devotee, you do what you do to be recognized by others.
Kada smo imitacija bhakte, onda činimo nešto samo da budemo prepoznati od drugih.
An imitation devotee, you know, wants to be initiated because then he also has a spiritual name and others also call him by the spiritual name.
Imitira, isto želi biti iniciran zbog toga jer su drugi inicirani, pa će on dobiti duhovno ime kao što imaju drugi.
An imitation devotee goes out on Sankirtan, but he just wants to be number two or one.
bhakta koji imitira, on želi ići u sankirtan samo zato želi biti broj jedan ili možda broj dva.
So that everyone thinks,
svi misle, ovo je dobar.
But a devotee who is full, who is, let me say, a real devotee, not an imitation devotee, he is doing everything out of sincerity of the heart.
Ali onaj bhakta koji je stvarni bhakta, a ne bhakta imitacija, on čini sve iz zbog toga jer želi biti iskren, znači iskrenost.
The symptoms is, the symptom is that he likes to follow great souls.
On želi slijediti velike duše.
He takes their example and sees how he can put this into his of her life.
On uzima
primjere.
On uzima primjere i pokušava ih primijeniti u svom životu.
So you might ask yourself the question, how does an imitation devotee turn into a real devotee?
Sad se možemo pitati kako bhakta imitacija može postati pravi bhakta.
I'm sure that no one of you here is an imitation devotee, but I can imagine that you want to know just for preaching.
Ja sam siguran da među vama nema ni jednog takvog bhakte koji imitira, ali čisto zbog preachinga trebali bi znati.
And but maybe sometimes you see that there is a little part of the nature which is also sometimes not so such a truthful devotee.
Ali po koji put možemo vidjeti da možda ima dio naše prirode koje nas ne čini iskrenim baktom.
The point is, if you take responsibility for a service,
poanta je ako uzmemo odgovornost za službu,
that can help you to become a truthful devotee.
To nam može pomoći da postanemo iskreni bakta.
For instance, someone might have the responsibility to clean the temple every day, or the plates, the pots.
Naprimjer, neko može dobiti odgovornost da pere posude ili temple svaki dan, temple.
Before thinking of, you know, taking over the world with other services, it would be most recommendable to make this service, take responsibility for that service and make it perfect.
Prije nego što zauzmemo cijeli svijet, ili imamo ideje da vladamo svijetom, dobro je da najprije tu službu koju smo dobili učinimo, uzmimo iskreno i učinimo savršeno.
In other words, take responsibility in the area where you can take responsibility. That's how you become a truthful devotee.
Znači, trebamo osjetiti odgovornost tamo gdje obavljamo svoju službu i tada možemo postati iskreni bhakta.
Now the art is, one should not only engage his body in that service.
E sad, umjetnost je da ne trebamo samo uključiti svoje tijelo u tu službu.
You're only, you know, going through the movements of that service.
Da se samo krećemo u toj službi.
But you must engage your umski also.
Moramo uključiti svoj također.
Devotee means the mind.
Bhakta znači
Krishna is not so much impressed by mindless service.
Krishna nije toliko impresioniran službom bez angažiranja uma.
How are you?
Kako si?
If someone comes and gives you a cake, Svogarada.
Kad ti neko dođe i da kolač.
If he doesn't even care for you.
A uopće mu nije stalo do toga, do tebe. Kako bi se osjećao? Samo ti da kolač.
Then most probably you won't even eat the cake.
Najvjerojatnije nećeš taj kolač niti pojesti.
But if Ravi Lochan brings pizza, which he has cooked with love and attention, then
ako ti Ravi Lochan donese picu,
pizzu,
koju je pripremio sa ljubavlju i devocijom, onda ćeš je uzeti.
Isn't it?
Zar ne?
So, Krishna also wants that we are there with our umskis.
Tako Krishna hoće da smo prisutni s našim umom.
He does not want mindless servants.
On želi sluge bez uma.
So when your enemies see that you are taking responsibility and you think of doing a nice service for Krishna, then they will not disturb you.
Kada tvoji neprijatelji vide da si uključio i um u službu za Krishnu, onda te neće uznemiravati više.
They will open the door.
Otvori će vrata.
And look.
Gledat će.
Oh. Krishna Das is doing very intense service.
Krishna Das obavlja vrlo intenzivno ovu službu.
He has no time for us.
Nema vremena za nas.
We come back.
A vratit ćemo se natrag.
And in this way, they finally go when they see that you are engaged.
I kada shvate da si potpuno angažiran, onda odu. Znači ne prijatelji.
Like our brother Mani, such a wonderful example of book distribution.
Kao naš brother Mani, tako divan primjer bhakti koji dijeli knjige, sankirtana.
He puts his mind totally into it.
Njegov um je potpuno u tome.
And therefore everyone is happy who gets a book.
I zato svako sretan kad dobije knjigu.
And then this is there, the enemies don't come.
I kad je to tamo, kad je to prisutno, onda neprijatelji jednostavno ne dolaze.
They just see, what can we do? There's no time for us.
Oni jednostavno kažu, a šta da radimo? On nema vremena za nas.
This is how you can overcome your enemies.
Tako možemo prevazići svoje neprijatelje.
You have no time for them.
Jednostavno nemamo vremena za njih.
Because your umski is engaged totally.
Jer je totalno uključen, angažiran.
And the only way that your mind is really engaged is that you must accept responsibility.
Jedini način da možemo angažirati je da moramo preuzeti odgovornost.
See, if I always do what others tell me, or because others tell me.
Ako uvijek radim samo ono što mi drugi kažu, odnosno radim zato što mi drugi kažu.
It means the other person is thinking about it, not me.
To znači drugi razmišljaju o tome, ne ja.
I'm just throwing a cassette in.
Ja sam ubacim kasetu i,
and, you know,
i radim automatski.
Yeah, automatski. Yes. We have to put our minds where our activities are.
Moramo uključiti naš tamo gdje su aktivnosti.
When we receive an instruction, we should deeply think about it.
Kada dobijemo instrukciju, moramo ozbiljno o njoj razmisliti.
And we should execute it not only with body, but with the mind.
I trebamo izvršiti ne samo tijelom, već i
I'm always thinking these days about Kaivalya Pati Prabhu, who does this wonderful Bhaktivedanta, Bhaktivedanta, what is it called?
Society.
Bhaktivedanta Society.
Ovoj dana često razmišljamo Kaivalya Pati Prabhu, koji je propovijeda u Bhaktivedanta udruzi.
He told me that he has to think very deeply how to present the subject matter in a way that is just acceptable by the academics and intellectually minded people.
On je rekao da mora jako puno razmišljati kako da prezentira to znanje ljudima koji su akademici i intelektualci.
Prabhupada wanted us to think like this about our lives.
Prabhupada je želio da tako razmišljamo o svom životu i službi.
Therefore he said that each one of us should write every day a little bit. What is the realization?
I zato rekao da svako od nas bi trebao pisati svoje realizacije koje ima dnevno.
Because that forces us to think deeply.
Jer to nas prisiljava da dublje razmišljamo.
Have you ever been in the situation where you had to write your Vyasa Puja offering and no thoughts came?
Da li vam se ikad desilo da ste trebali napisati vašu Vyasa Puja ponudu, a ništa ne dolazi u glavu?
Have you felt the intense emptiness in the heart?
Da li ste osjećali intenzivnu prazninu u srcu?
Some devotees, you know, you can read in the Vyasa Puja books that I'm sitting here before the piece of paper
neki bhakti tako pišu u Vyasa Puja ponudi, evo sjedim tu pred ovim komadom papira.
And the mind is as empty, the piece of paper remains as empty as my mind.
I ovaj komad papira ostaje prazan kao i moj um.
Some of you are very young, but the older devotees know the very embarrassing situation.
Neki od tu su mlađi bakte, ali oni stari znaju da je to vrlo nezgodna situacija.
And then because you have to write something, it's tradition.
Zbog toga što ipak moramo nešto napisati, zato jer je to tradicija.
You are really forced to go deep.
Stvarno smo prisiljeni da idemo duboko.
And all of a sudden, the stream of thoughts come.
Gdje dan put struja misli nadolazi.
Then it's usually very good.
I pravilo onda je sve jako dobro.
So this is how we have to, this simple point can be easily applied in one's life.
Tako te jednostavne poante možemo primijeniti u našem životu.
We have to become a little deep by thinking deeply about what we do.
Trebamo postati malo dublji, ozbiljnije i dublje razmišljati o stvarima koje radimo.
Then our life will be different.
Onda će naš život postati drugačiji.
Thank you very much. This is what I had to tell you this morning.
To je ono što sam vam želio reći ovo jutro.
I will soon leave the hot Zagreb atmosphere for an even hotter atmosphere in Split idea.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a more sun. Kaivalya Pati. Bhaktivedanta Pranav. Let me see, I'm not so able to answer these questions.
Actually, in Bhagavad Gita we learn that self-appearance, so is like his mind is like ocean, and material desires just like rivers.
Mm-hmm.
But he is not disturbed by the rivers.
Mm-hmm.
And also in Paul Kanto Maharaj, Sri Narada Muni explained to Maharaj speak about mind, how mind actually he has experience from many, many lives, this. And sometimes we can see some things from our past lives.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, how actually, really, from experience of self-realized soul with you, how do you relate to some...
I'm not self-realized. Please, I'll...
How do you relate to the things which come in the mind?
Možeš prijeti.
Bhagavad Gita je rečeno, u ovom poglavlju 71. stihu, da je samospoznata osoba, njen um je kao ocean u kojeg se ljeve radosne rijeke materne želje, ali um takve osobe nije uznemiren, takva osoba nije uznemirena. Isto tako u četvrtom pjevanju Šila Narada Muni objašnjava Maharaj Pritu da u umu su sadržani svi utisci iz mnogih, mnogih naših života i često mi smo suočeni sa takvim mislima i iskustvima iz naših života. Sad, moje pitanje je kakav je odnos, kakav naš odnos treba biti u umu prema svemu tome što vidimo u našoj zemlji.
It is described when thoughts come into our minds, we should just observe them without becoming attached to them.
Kada misli dolaze u naš um, mi trebamo posmatrati na način da nismo vezani.
Just looking at the Gita is here, but
in the
verse just preceding Mancha Yogi Abhicharina that comes in the 14th maybe someone can help me. I think it comes in the 14th chapter, verse 20. So it must be 14:19. There Krishna says that one should not become... It's a very nice verse on mind control. It is actually in the text 22-25. There Lord Krishna says, O son of Pandu, he who does not hate illumination, attachment and delusion when they are present, or long for them when they disappear, such a person is said to have transcended the modes of nature. I mean, there are many other qualifications. Maybe you can read this, Kavalyapati.
Krishna je rekao Arjuni, za osobu koja ne mrzi prosvjetljenost, vezanost i iluziju, kada su prisutni neki žudi za njima, kada nestanu, koja je nepokolebljiva i neznemirena svim posljedicama materijalnih oblika i ostaje neutralna i transcendentna, znajući da samo Bog ne djeluje.
Yes. So, you can study here that when a devotee when attachment is present, that means he thinks in a very attached way. The mind thinks in a very attached way. Or when someone is in delusion, it might be that his mind is totally bewildered. But a devotee remains neutral. That is, such thoughts do not disturb him. He doesn't hate them.
Ali bhakta jednostavno koji pod kontrolom njega te misli ne uznemiravaju i oni ne mrzi.
He is unshaking and undisturbed through all these reactions of thought.
Sve te misli koje dolaze njega ne uznemiravaju.
That is because he has learned to separate himself internally from his mind.
To je zbog toga jer je naučio da sebe odvoji od svog uma.
He can observe it like you observe a watch.
Može, on posmatra svoj um kao što posmatra sat.
The person who is attached, he thinks, oh, it's 15 minutes to 9 o'clock, it's scandal, I have not yet eaten.
Osoba koja je vezana gleda u sat i kaže, uha, već je 15 za 9, još nisam ništa jeo.
Another person thinks of 15 minutes to 9 o'clock. And, time is passing.
Druga osoba gleda u sat i vidi 15 za 9, a vreme prolazi.
So, this is how you observe the mind.
Isto tako promatramo svoj um.
Only when you are very attached, you think, you become totally bewildered when something unpleasant goes through the mind.
Jedino kad smo jako vezani, onda postanemo zbunjeni kada nešto neugodno prođe kroz um.
It's not easy, Kavalyapati, but one has to practice it.
Nije lako, Kavalyapati, ali treba to prakticirati.
See, if we always act upon our ever-changing emotions,
ako djelujemo uvijek po našim emocijama koje se uvijek mijenjaju,
we never have peace.
Nikad nećemo imati mir.
We must act upon Krishna conscious understanding.
Moramo djelovati po razumijevanju svjesnosti Krishna.
If we can practice this in this life, then we will be successful.
Ako to možemo prakticirati u ovom životu, bit ćemo uspješni.
Prabhupada Maharaj se nalazio, znamo da je bio malo na životu,
This question is the Prahlad Maharaj was living in the same palace as his father. And yesterday you mentioned that the servants of kings, they are eating and living the same way as the kings are living. But then his question is, because it is known that Hiranyakashipu was eating meat and such a different things which are not acceptable for devotees, how Prahlad Maharaj maintained his living facilities, so to say.
He remained vegetarian.
He was a vegetarian.
There was enough vegetables there.
Ile dovolno povrća tamo.
He was a king's son. He had most probably his own cook.
On je bio sin kralja, vjerovatno imao svog kuhara.
Yes, he got it.
Lala Babu je dobio drugu inicijaciju.
He managed to go to his enemy and back.
Otišao je kod svog neprijatelja i njega također molio za milost.
Prabhupada was wrote about this in the Nectar of Devotion.
Prabhupada je to opisao u Ambroziji Prevenosti.
And the detail is known. His enemy's name was Mr. Seth.
I to je bilo ime njegovog neprijatelja.
Very, very influential landkeeper.
Veoma uticajan zemljoposjednik.
Every morning there were hundreds of people before him, before his house, begging for, you know, just food.
Svako jutro stotine ljudi je bilo pred njegovom kućom molilo za hranu.
And one day his servants told him, amongst these beggars is your arch enemy, Lala Babu.
Jedno jutro njegov sluga je rekao, među ovim prosjecima nalazi se tvoj veliki neprijatelj, Lala Babu.
What does he want, said Seth.
I onda je pitao Seth, šta on sad želi.
Do I have to get my private army ready?
Da li moram pripremiti moju privatnu vojsku?
No, no, he's dressed like a beggar.
Ne, ne, on je obučen kao prosjak.
Can't imagine that he comes and begs food for me.
Ne mogu zamisliti da je došao od mene moliti hranu.
Call him in.
Zove ga.
We will see.
Vidjet ćemo.
And Lala Babu stood there, you know, no longer in the dress of a rich man.
I Lala Babu je tamo stajao, ali više nije bio obučen u odjeću bogataša.
And Seth was intelligent. He could see this man has become a devotee.
Dalje Seta je postao, on je bio inteligentan, on je vidio, ova osoba je postala bhakta.
He has overcome his you know, attachments to his false ego.
Prevazišao je vezano si za svoj lažni ja.
So Seta said, okay, bring him a plate full of jewels.
I donijeli su mu ladan pun dragulja.
Lala Babu said that I want something else. I need bhiksha. Bhiksha means something to eat.
Lala Babu rekao, želim bhiksha. Bhiksha to je nešto za jesti.
This is a plate for a king, not a plate for a beggar.
Ovo je tanjur za kralja, a ne za prosjaka.
They said, yes, but you are a king.
Ali on je rekao, ne, ti si kralj.
You are the king over your mind.
Is kralj svog uma.
Therefore I'm giving you the king's plate, I know.
Zato ti dajem kraljevski tanjur, jer znam.
I don't know if he accepted, Lala Babu accepted, maybe he accepted it because it was, you know, very good for temple worship, yes. You know.
Ne znam da li je Lala Babu prihvatio tanjur ili ne, ali možda je zbog toga je to moglo pomoći hramu.
Mm-hmm.
I have a simple question. What makes us that we always forget during our services all day long that we have to think deeper or to be always aware of what we are doing? Što nas sprečava da obavljajući svoju svakodnevnu službu duboko razmišljamo o njoj I da smo svjesni toga što radimo.
It's Maja. Oj, Maja.
To je Maja.
Maja comes in three modes of nature.
Maja dolazi u obliku tri gune.
And our devotional service comes colored by this, these modes.
Becomes cut?
Colored.
Aha, colored, sorry. Yeah.
Obojena.
I naša služba postaje obojena sa gunama.
Yeah. So then you are in the mode of passion, then you think you are the doer.
Kad smo u guni strasti, onda mislimo da smo mi vršili sradnje.
When you are in the mode of ignorance, you say, you think nothing can be done.
Kad smo u tamo guni, onda mislimo ništa se ne može učiniti.
And when you are in the mode of goodness, you think of, I'm so happy with my activities.
I kad smo guni vrljeno, da mislimo, tako sam sretan sa mojim aktivnostima.
In all three cases we forget Krishna.
A u sva tri slučaja zaboravimo na Krishna.
This is Maya.
A to je Maya.
Very difficult to overcome.
A teško je prevazići.
Krishna says in the Gita that we should do our service. Krishna came and in this Yama Sundara form, this Tribhanga.
Krishna se pojavio u svojoj formi kao Yama Sundara Tribhanga.
You know, flute playing form like Nara Krishna is playing in the wall.
Oh, Srika na zidu.
Yeah, you can see.
Krishna sa flautom.
But he was accompanied by his many different incarnations.
Ali
he didn't come alone.
Krishna nije došao sam, pratile su ga njegove mnogobrojne inkarnacije.
And this was a great assurance for Srila Prabhupada.
Bila velika sigurnost za Srila Prabhupada.
Krishna would accompany him with his many inkarnacijas.
Znači da bi Krishna pratio sa mnogim inkarnacijama.
Wonderful, isn't it? Yes, yes, Raka.
Kako Bata može prepoznati kada imitira?
To je
ponekad teško.
We must ask the other devotees.
Moramo pitati druge bhakte.
Oh, my dear devotees, please say something.
Oh, my dragi bhakte, recite nešto.
And if they don't say anything to us, we should feel bad.
Iako nam ništa ne kažu, trebamo se osjećati loše.
Everyone thinks I'm too proud that I cannot hear that. Then I'm mercifully correct.
Svi misle da sam previše ponosan da bi bio milostivo korigiran.
I'm so unfortunate.
Tako sam nesretan.
No one tells me anything. My benefit.
Nikome ništa ne govori za moje dobrobit.
And then when the devotees see that someone wants to know, then they will tell.
Kad bhakta primijete da neko želi znati, onda će mu reći.
Devotee friends, one must have devotee friends who do this.
Jasno, moramo imati prijatelja, bhaktu koji to može učiniti.
Who talk with one's own interest.
Koji govori u našem interesu, u nečem interesu.
Our most happy devotee in the temple. What is your name? Ivica.
What is the difference between following and imitating?
I said about this, you must have been with your mind, maybe at the previous point.
To sam rekao, mora da tvoj um bio negdje na prijašnjim poantama.
The imitation devotee does everything for fame and recognition.
Bhakta koji imitira, on to sve radi za slavu I da bude prepoznat.
And the one who follows the examples, he takes the example of the great acharyas.
Onaj koji slijedi, on uzima primjer velikih acharya.
Or great devotees.
Ili velikih bhakta.
And he is sincere, he wants to offer some service for Krishna.
I on je iskren i želi ponuditi Krishni službu.
And we said that this is really possible when you take some responsibility.
I mi smo rekli da je to istinski moguće jedino kad preuzmemo neku odgovornost.
Yeah.
Dok uvjetovani, kako moguće da napravimo pravilan izbor?
Pray, Dolores. Pray.
Molim.
We can learn the simple art of praying, then we will get the right intelligence.
Ako bi naučili ovu jednostavnu umjetnost moljenja, onda bi dobili pravu inteligenciju.
Krishna says, out of compassion for them, I, dwelling in the heart, drive away the darkness which is born of ignorance.
Krishna kaže da iz svoje samilosti on uklanja
drive away the darkness which
tamo,
is born
koja je rođena iz neznanja.
Yeah. He does this.
On to čini, Krishna to čini.
Out of compassion.
I samilosti.
How do you get the samilosti of Krishna?
Kako dobijemo samilost Krishna, milost?
You have to pray for this.
Moliti za to.
See, imagine a small child comes to you.
Primjer, malo dijete ti priđe.
And says, moja draga Dvorba, Dolores, please give me this.
Kaže, moja draga Dolores, daj mi molim te ovo.
Imagine this little Radharani, you know, the son, the daughter of Lucan comes, looks at you with eyes, and she just wants to have your new pen.
Da bi se tu priče na čerka od mala čerkica od Luke i želi imati tvoju novu kemijsku.
If she just wants it so sincerely, how can you not give it?
I ako ona to želi tako iskreno, kako ne možeš dati?
So if a human being has this natural feeling, don't you think Krishna has it also?
Tako ako ljudska bića imaju takva osjećanja, da ne mislite da ih Krishna također ima?
Of course.
Jasno ima.
He sees his devotee and then he sees that the devotee needs really some instruction or some clarity in the sutta. Then Krishna, out of compassion, will take his torchlight and the darkness will go.
I tako Krishna isto vidi, on vidi da treba u srcu da se neke stvari raščiste i Krishna sa baklom osvijetli put.
But you are right, you need the light to see it, and you cannot have it on your own.
I istina je da trebamo vidjeti to svjetlo, a ne možemo ga vidjeti sami.
I remember in Vrindavan, Vrindavan always gives you the best lessons.
Sjećam se Vrindavan uvijek naučim najbolje lekcije.
You know, we were living just out in the nature of Vrindavan.
Bili smo negdje u prirodi, u Vrindavanu.
And, you know, there was this one night which was totally dark.
I jedna noć je bila potpuno mračna.
And in the midst of the night I woke up and I had to just quickly go to the fields.
I u sred noći sam se probudio, trebao sam otići negdje na polje.
And then, torchlight, you know, and I was just returning, the torchlight went out.
I onda kad nam se vraćao, svjetiljka se ugasila.
This is always, you know, when you bring your Western torchlights, yeah, or Western instruments to India, they always break. It's just a dramatic.
Uvijek kad donesem ove naše zapadnjačke stvarčice, instrumente u Vrindavan, u Indiju, one se uvijek slome i nešto se desi s njima.
The Indian sector really breaks everything. Cars and torchlights, and Western minds also.
With this successful on the Chaki Zapadnyashki Um.
So there's a torchlight, was that, you know, I tried everything there was. Like, you know, and in the darkness, you know.
Ja sam sve pokušavao da popravim tu svetliku, ali...
And it was so clear to me. I need some milost now, otherwise I'm lost in the darkness.
I meni je bilo i potpuno jasno, meni sad treba milost, inače sam potpuno izgubljen u ovoj tami.
I had no idea where I was, because you don't think of the night, you know, you just go to the next ocean,
you know. Uopće, ono, nisam znao ni gdje sam, u sred noći čovjek uopće ne razmišlja. I...
Yeah. So, and I notice now, if I find some stones, maybe I can make a little spark, but it's not.
Mislim da sam možda ako nađem dva kamena, napravim nekakvu iskricu, možda ću nešto vidjeti.
And then I just began to worship the light in my heart. I thought, oh, when I'm back in the West, I will just go to this one button and make boom, and everything is, you know. And here, now I was probably lost, you know, I was dying in darkness.
I onda je počeo obožavati svjetlost i rekao je da sam na zapadu, tamo bi pritisnuo jedan prekidač i svjetlo bi odmah došlo.
If only some light would come.
Da bi samo neko svjetlo se pojavilo negdje.
And then, fortunately, by Krishna's milost, you know, one tractor, which was plowing in the night. See, in Vrindavan, the farmers lent the tractor. They don't have tractors, everyone, but they circle it around. So one farmer, maybe very poor farmer, was plowing his field in the night with a tractor, and the light of the tractor came and showed the house, and then it was already gone. So, but I had the direction, I could go.
I onda se
iznenada
pojavio jedan traktorista, jer u Indiji nemaju baš svi traktor i onda iznajmljuju jedan drugom te traktore i tako vjerojatno jedan skromni zemljoposjednik, zemljoradnik nije imao traktor, onda ga je posudio preko noći morao orati i došao je baš u tom trenutku i osvjetljio je tu kuću u kojoj smo se mi nalazili na trenutak i odmah je otišao, skrenuo, ali ja sam na neki način uspio vidjeti gdje se ona nalazi i znao sam pravac.
Yeah, so you are in the same we are all in the same situation, we are in the darkness of ignorance.
Mi smo jednostavno svi u istoj situaciji, nalazimo se u tami neznanja.
We need light and we can't produce it ourselves.
I treba nam svjetlost, ali ga ne možemo sami proizvesti.
Do you agree? Hruje,
da se slažeš?
It's a theory. In philosophical theory. Yeah. We need the light.
Treba nam svjetlost.
From Krishna.
Od Krishna.
Otherwise what will we do?
Inače što možemo učiniti?
How will we overcome our attachments?
Kako ćemo prevazići naše vezanosti?
Not possible. Not possible, isn't it? So pray to Lawrence, pray. Every day,
svaki dan.
My dear Lord, give me the strength to serve you.
Daj mi snage da te služim.
Give me the intelligence so that I can see what is the best way to serve you.
Molim te, daj mi inteligenciju da vidim najbolji put da te služim.
With you, I will just waste another human form. Without you showing me the way, I will just waste another
ako mi ne pokažeš put, samo ću prokockati još jedan ljudski život.
Ali
to mora doći iz srca, to molite mora doći iz srca. Ako samo usta rade, onda neće se ništa desiti.
This will be our last question. You are a very nice dancer.
For all things that are impediments or obstacles in our spiritual life, It is good that we pray only to Srila Prabhupada or also to Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Both?
Or both?
There are two kinds of statements about this praying.
Yeah. Easier way.
One is, we should repeat the prayers of advanced devotees as we find them in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Jedna je da ponavljamo molitve naprednih bhakta koje se nalazi u Srimad Bhagavatamu.
But there are also other quotations where it says that we can compose our own prayers from our own heart.
Ali postoji druga mogućnost da ponudimo naše molitve koje dolaze iz našeg srca.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
One very last question.
She's asking about silk. In order to get silk, we have to kill.
Yes.
And then, what's going on?
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
I'm dressed in silk. Only the socks are not in silk. There is a type of silk which is called ahimsa silk. Now first of all, why do we think about silk in Krishna consciousness? One is, sure, we should not dress in silk because we want to, you know, just be the most beautiful Chinese, Chinese dress in silk. That's all right, because we want the most beautiful things. We in Krishna consciousness, we don't dress in silk because silk is more beautiful.
U svjesnosti Krishna mi ne koristimo svilu, zato jer je ona ljepša.
I think our Matajis would disagree with this point.
Ali mislim da se naše Matajis s tim neće složiti.
Because they will dress in silk, because it looks the most beautiful. Maybe 25% of the
Matajis. 25% Matajis će se ipak obući svilu, zato jer ona ljepše izgleda.
There's another consideration though.
Ali ima i druga ponda.
Prabhupada said the preachers should look first class so that the kamis are impressed and take the message serious.
Prabhupada je rekao da propovednik treba izgledati prvoklasnim tako da osobe prihvate njegovu ponudu od njegovog propovjedanja iskrenim.
He said our preachers should dress itself.
Tako naši pričari se trebaju obući u svilu.
But it's this point is killing the silk. It's really disturbing. There is an ahimsa silk.
What's the ahimsa svila?
I always demand that the things which I wear are made out of the silk. And my salesman, Dinesh, assures me that it is. But, rich Basis you can never trust.
Ja kad kupim svilu zahtijevam takvu vrstu svile, ahimsa svilu, i moj trgovac koji mi snabdjeva sa odjećom me ubjeđuje da je to ta svila, ali Rich Basisima je teško vjerovati.
I think Iskon should, all the Matajis and all the Brahmacharis and all the Sannyasis should go to Vrindavan and say, we will only buy ahimsa silk. Proven ahimsa silk.
Možda da svi bhakte iz Iskona idu u Vrindavan i da traže da im se samo prodaje ahimsa svila koja je dokazana.
then for 1 year the silk merchants would not make any profit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They would not sell their things.
Za godinu dana proizvođači svile neće napraviti nikakav profit, ako se neće
napraviti. But then the next year they would.
Ali sljedeće godine će morati to učiniti, zato jer niko neće imati zaradi.
It's not so good to be a silk, which is coming from the, you know, whatever it is, more ropes, caterpillars who have been mercilessly slaughtered.
Nije dobro da nosimo takvu svilu.
I hope that at least, you know, 90% of what happiness we make for nothing for sale.
Ja se nadam da barem 90% ove svile koje koristimo je učinjeno, napravljeno da nam sa svile.
I have even decided to not buy new things before and to ask everyone not to buy it because I think it's a sale problem.
Ja sam čak pomišljao da svima kažem da ne kupuju da se ne nabavi takva svila jer mislim da je to problem.
So now I will end before I fall asleep on this.
Tapau Bharagi Jai, Sisi Gouni Jai Ki Jai, Gouni Premalan Jai Ki Jai,
Sanandana Maharaj Ki Jai.